I'm Tom A. Reese with MTD Radio News, in charge of Redoso and Lincoln County. Forest firefighters will remain at the Three Rivers fire site, which began May 4th and is now 98% contained. National Forest spokesperson Laura Rabin elaborates.
I anticipate that we'll stay at that 98% containment for a while. The closure order for the White Mountain Wilderness Area does remain in effect. The Three Rivers campground is also closed. And we're going to keep those closure orders in place for a little bit longer, also waiting for those monsoonal rains to come just to see what type of flooding we get in the area. We don't want people to get back in there and there to be a rainstorm and then them to be caught off guard in a flooding.
And what about the Bonito Lake, which has undergone massive cleanup efforts for several years since the aftermath of the Little Bear Fire several years ago?
So actually, the Bonito Corridor is open and is open for visitors, and recreationists can go up there. We're just asking people to be, you know, very aware. We are in fire restrictions. Please don't have campfires out there. That is not a designated or developed campground area. Even if there are those rock rings, there are quite a number of them up in that area.
Cowboys for Trump founder and Otero County Commissioner Corey Griffin faces a June 31st hearing on misdemeanor charges stemming from the January 6th riots in Washington, D.C., and is also fighting a recall as county commissioner in Otero County.
Yeah, on the recall end of it, Tom, you know, as you said, they filed a lawsuit against me with frivolous complaints, using mistakes that the county made, as well as, you know, this January 6th deal and other stuff to try to, they use that in the civil complaint end of it.
And Griffin says he's not quitting.
I'm still fighting. If I quit, I lose, you know. So, you know, one thing about this dirty world of politics is sometimes it's the last man standing.
In charge of the news for Redoso and Lincoln County, I'm Tom A. Reese.